Hey geniuses, welcome back to Blonde Genius. Long time no talk. I've been super busy with school and haven't had time to record, so I apologize for such a delay in the release of this episode. But thankfully, school's almost over. By the time this episode releases, it'll be summer for me, and I cannot wait. This school year has been so long, so hard, so exhausting, so I am ecstatic that it's almost summer and I can spend more time focusing on the podcast and spending time with my friends. This school year has definitely been one of my all-time favorites. I think I made so many new, like, really, really close friendships and, like, have really bonded with people that I didn't think that I would have before. And I've gotten so close with a lot of the girls on my soccer team and even people outside of soccer I've, like, really grown strong connections with. And I did much better in school this year than I did last year, which is great. So there's a lot of progress there and that I'm really proud of. Soccer was so much fun this year. We went really, really far. We made it all the way to the state tournament, which that was a journey in itself. Like, the ups and downs for that, like, for this season were crazy. And that's, like, a whole other discussion. But I just think there was so much to be grateful for this year. And I'm, like, very glad that I'm finally at that point emotionally and, like, mentally where I can, like, look back and, like, realize that, like, I have so much to be thankful for and I'm blessed with so much. Because I think last year, this time, I was just so happy for it to be, like, over with. And don't get me wrong, like, I am so glad that summer's almost here. Like, I am burnt out with school. I'm just, like, I'm so done. But, like, last year, I was so over it. Like, I gave no craps about, like, leaving any friendships behind, like, over the summer or whatever. And I think this year, like, I'm gonna, like, really try to hold on to a lot of those connections over the summer, which I'm very excited for. And I'm also just so excited to, like, spend a lot of more time this summer, like, doing things I love, like this podcast, and, like, exploring more creative outlets that I haven't, like, explored before. I just, like, I'm in this space where I'm giving myself a lot more time to, like, explore things like that instead of only focusing on, like, going out and being with my friends. And, like, I love to go out and be with my friends, and I'm excited to do that a whole bunch over the summer. But I'm at that place, like, where I can, like, sit in my room and, like, chill out and just, like, find something to do myself and, like, spend some time reflecting, which is great. This school year was very hard, like, academically. It kind of hit me like bricks because I did not take last year serious at all. I did not develop good study habits. Like, I hated it so much. I had no freaking motivation to do anything. And so I carried some really bad habits into this school year. And so when I realized that the work this year was definitely not as easy as it was last year, like, it hit me hard. So the beginning of the year, I really struggled, but I kind of got out of that slump and I developed a lot of good study habits, which I will carry into next year. But a lot of that was, like, I have my family to thank for that so much and my friends, because all of my friends are, like, very dedicated to their academics and I, like, really struggle with that. And my family was, like, so supportive and so, like, helpful with my school, like, schoolwork this year. And I have them to thank for, like, supporting me through everything and teaching me good study habits or whatever. So, I don't know. I learned a lot this year, like, about myself and about the people around me. And that's, like, one of the most valuable things that I'm going to take away, like, from this school year. It's just, like, I learned what I love and what I don't love. And I, like, explored things about myself that I wouldn't have otherwise. And I've just grown, like, such strong connections with so many people. And I'm just, like, I'm so excited to carry those into the summer. I don't know. Like, I feel like I've been saying that, but, like, I don't know. I'm just very excited. One of my main struggles, though, this school year was definitely just, like, finding balance between my social life and my academics, because I, like I said, I did not take school seriously last year, and all I wanted to do was go out with my friends and go out on the weekends and stay up all night and do whatever, like, mess around. But so since school wasn't that easy this year, I really had to find, like, a healthy balance between the two, which is something that I, like, really, really struggled with in the beginning of the year, because I had bad habits and, like, not good study habits or whatever. Like, I was not able to just, like, sit down and focus and study for a test, like, at all, or even, like, sit down and do my homework. Like, I just could not focus for that long. So, like, balancing my social life and school was so hard for me at the beginning. But something that, like, really, really helped me was, like, leaning on my family a lot, which I know a lot of people can't do, and I'm blessed to say that I can do that. But I leaned on my family a lot more this year than I have in the past, and they were so helpful. And my mom really taught me a lot about, like, being more conscious about the decisions you make with, like, how you spend your time. And so there were, like, a lot of times this year where, like, I could have gone out and gone to a football game or a basketball game or whatever, or, like, gone to, like, get ice cream with my friends or just go drive around, and I chose to stay home and study, even when I really did not want to. And that was so hard for me at first, but, like, once I got into that habit, like, so much easier. Everything went so much easier for me. And I'm still, like, even though, like, some nights I choose to just, like, be in my room by myself, I still have such a great, like, friendship with so many of my friends, and, like, they respect that, and they do the same thing. And I don't know, finding balance was something that I've always struggled with in my life, and this year, like, I really got on top of that, and it's been great. So, yeah. Speaking of my mom, I had somebody send in a request on the Blonde Genius account on Instagram asking, like, how to maintain a healthy relationship with your mom and, like, keeping that, like, mother-daughter, like, respect kind of thing, but also, like, leaning on each other like friends. And that is something that my mom and I are really, really good at. I look up to my mom so much. She is probably one of my biggest role models. She has always been very understanding. And one thing that I really admire about her is her willingness to learn. No matter how much older she is than me, she's always willing to learn from me. And that is, like, that has built up so much respect, like, that I have for her. Just the fact that she's willing to listen to me and learn from me, even though I'm so much younger than her and she's the mom. Like, I just, like, that's something that I will always praise my mom for. And my mom and I, we have so much fun together. We're, like, the same person, which that can be a blessing and a curse because, oh my gosh, when we butt heads, it's so bad. But we're so much alike and we have the same sense of humor. We have the same interests. We're both very competitive. And so our competitiveness, like, that keeps things very fun between us. Like, we make everything into, like, a silly competition, and we both have very sarcastic senses of humor, so that just makes things so much fun. But the reason that we have such a healthy relationship is we're able to do those friendship things together, like, things that you would normally do with your peers. But at the end of the day, I'm able to take a step back, and when I need to be disciplined or I need to learn from my mom, I can, like, put my pride away and, like, say, okay, yeah, you're the mom, like, you know best, like, you have way more, like, you know way more than I do, and I'm willing to learn from you. And my mom and I have always been able to have, like, very open conversations about that, which makes things so much easier for us. And I don't know, I just enjoy spending a lot of time with my mom. So if you're struggling, like, with a relationship, like, having a good relationship with your mom, my advice to you is find something that you guys have in common, whether that's, like, an interest of some sort or, like, a common trait you guys have, and really, like, use that to your advantage. If you guys both really, really like to go to the gym, go to the gym together. If you guys like to go on walks, go on walks with each other. Just anything like that. If you guys enjoy the same music, spend time listening to some music together, movies, watch movies together, like, all sorts of things like that. Find something that you both really enjoy and use that to your advantage. And that has always, like, me and my mom, we both love shopping. We both love sports. Like, we like those things. And so we spend a lot of time doing those things together, which has really, really, really helped grow our relationship. So if you're struggling with a relationship, like, having a healthy relationship with your mom, just spend time with her doing the things that you both love. And that'll put you guys in, like, a very comfortable environment or whatever. And you can just grow from there. And just, like, never forget, like, have fun with your mom. Like, she's there because she loves you and whatever. Like, always have fun and enjoy your time with your family, because you might not always get that. And I know that it's hard sometimes to, like, listen to everything they say, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're not always going to have that. And you're going to look back one day and, like, wish that you still had your mom nagging at you. Like, I know that's silly, but my brother says that all the time. My brother is completely grown and out of the house. And often he'll say that, like, as much of a pain as it was, like, back when he lived with us, he misses how much my mom would, like, urge him to do certain things and, like, keep him responsible or whatever. So just, like, respect each other, learn from each other, and spend a lot of time together, like, doing things that you both love. And that just really makes your relationship flourish. I also had quite a lot of requests on the Instagram account to talk about my soccer season, because I don't know if you are all aware, but I was on the soccer team, the varsity soccer team this year, and we went all the way to the state tournament, which, oh my god, was that an experience. So I had a lot of people ask me about, like, burnout and, like, how I avoid it or how I deal with it if I experience it, and, you know, like, staying motivated and balancing school with soccer and everything. So this season was crazy. We started training all the way back in June, and it was just like go, 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 like since June, strength and conditioning camp. We came out really, really strong in district, undefeated district season, which is crazy. Then we went all the way through playoffs until the state tournament, and we lost in the state semifinals, but, you know, I won't get into that because I'll get a little angry, but, yeah, it was a very long season. I mean, that is, like, so many months where all I did was, like, eat, breathe, sleep, soccer. Like, literally, that was it. There was no time for friends, no time for, like, any sort of a social life, barely any time to study. Like, literally, I woke up, got ready for school, went to school for a few hours, soccer, 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 until I went to sleep. Did it every single day for months. On the weekends, soccer tournaments, every night after school, soccer practice, on the days that we didn't have practice, team dinners, you know, all sorts of things like that. So my whole life was soccer for so long. And I have, like, honestly, it sounds silly, but I have, like, struggled so much since soccer season left, like, with my identity, which is not something I've ever experienced before. But because soccer was literally my whole life, the fact that it just kind of came to this very quick end, like so abruptly, it was just like, it was such a dramatic change in my life where it was like, I would go home after school and I would be like, I don't know what to do with myself. I would not have anything to do with myself. I didn't know what to do when I was at school. I couldn't think about soccer. Like, all I could think about was the way it ended and what the hell am I supposed to do with my time now? So, like, I just had this total, like, identity crisis almost about, like, wow, like, I literally feel like I'm nothing without soccer. Like, that was a scary feeling. Feeling like my whole identity was soccer. Like, when I would introduce myself to people, it's like, hey, I'm Tori, I'm on the soccer team. Like, hey, I'm Tori, I play soccer. And it's like, yeah, I can still say that, but it's like, I'm not playing soccer right now. You know what I mean? Like, it was just weird. Like, I didn't have anything to do with my time. So that was, like, a struggle, like, feeling like I didn't have my outlet, because soccer really, like, as corny as it sounds, like, soccer really is my outlet. Like, that is my escape. When I'm on the soccer field, when I put my cleats on, like, nothing else is going through my head except for soccer. And so not having that was, like, so difficult for the first few weeks. And I cried a lot. I was angry. I would yell. Like, I would get so mad, so upset. Like, I would have anxiety attacks because I just felt so, like, without purpose, which is, like, I've never really experienced that before because I've played soccer, like, literally since I could walk, and really the only other, like, mental struggle I've had with soccer was not wanting to play anymore. Was, like, I'm sick of this sport. I've done it my whole life. I don't see a purpose, like, in playing anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm burnt out. And so for that to quickly change to, wow, I'm literally nothing without soccer, like, that was such a drastic change in my head that, like, I had no time to prepare for, no ways to adjust to it, and I just had to sit there with those feelings for so long. And I really, like, honestly, I'm thankful to say that I really did not get burnt out, like, this whole season, which is crazy because the season was so long. And I think what really, really contributed to that was the fact that I grew such close friendships with almost everybody on my team. Everybody on the team, I can say that I truly, truly love and care about and know that I can lean on. But I made so many really close friendships this season that I did not expect at all. And having those people on the team that I could talk to and count on and, like, I could look forward to seeing their faces at practice, like, that helped me so much. And one of my favorite things that my coaches and a lot of my teammates say is, like, when you're feeling burnt out, remember your why. Like, why do you do this? And my why was always for my teammates, to make my teammates proud, to make them happy, to make them feel like they have a purpose to be here, like, show them that there's a reason, like, be their reason to show up to practice. So that was always, like, knowing that my teammates were my why, like, that helped me so much. And don't get me wrong, like, on every team that I've been on, like, previous seasons, I've always had teammates that I was close with, but this season, it was just so different, like, than anything I've ever experienced before. The girls on the team this year just had some sort of chemistry that it was just incredible. Like, the words cannot even describe the connection that we all had with each other. And being around, like, that group of girls every day for months, it never got old to me. it never got old to me. I never got sick of anyone. I never got sick of soccer. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I don't know how to even explain it, but it was just so, it was almost just magical. Like, it sounds stupid, but it was just, it was so different this year. And that was just like, that was what kept me from getting sick of it and burnt out, was like, it was such a routine thing, you know, every single day you're doing the exact same thing. So obviously, like, it would be so easy to get burnt out, but it was just, it was something new every single day for me, because it was like, so many memories were made every single day that I will cherish forever. And I don't know, just the phrase, remember your why, like, it sounds dumb, but honestly, like, I wrote it in every notebook that I have. Like, I would write it on my wrist before games, like, look down at my wrist whenever I needed a little bit of motivation. And just like, even if you don't really feel like you have a strong connection with anybody on your team or anybody that you can lean on, find something else. Why do you play? Do you play because it's an escape? Do you play to make your parents proud? Do you play to make yourself proud? Like, whatever your why is, like, find that and really, really use it to push you and keep you going. That being said, I know that's not like a fix-all solution. Just having like a why, I know that cannot completely prevent burnout or fix it or whatever. But besides that, I know I talk about this a lot, but just finding balance is so helpful. Like, having a routine outside of your sport, like, maybe as soon as you get home from practice, you have a specific routine, like, before you go to bed, like, shower, then eat, or eat, then shower, and then do your homework or whatever. Like, have a routine outside of that so that you feel like if you didn't have your sport, you would still have a purpose. Because what ends up making athletes feel so drained and burned out is feeling like there is nothing else in their life other than their sport. And so it's just like this, maybe it's a subconscious thing where it's like, this is all I have and I'm starting to hate it. You know what I mean? When you have nothing else to do or look forward to, you just start to kind of like pull away from that one thing that you have. So that can cause burnout. So always just like have a separate hobby that you can look forward to and spend your time on when you're not playing your sport. And that just like, just having that balance and something else to spend your time on can, like, I know it sounds stupid, but that like really, really helps prevent or like lessen burnout. So while we're talking more about like mental health, just like on the topic of burnout and everything, like shifting over to more like just general mental health, something that has helped me like a lot personally recently, like staying motivated in school and whatever and just like finishing the year out strong, is like having things to look forward to. I know it sounds silly, but like every single day I have this little journal that I carry around with me, and every single morning I write down like my to-dos for that day or whatever, assignments that I need to turn in, chores I need to do when I get home, like anything like that. And after I write my to-do list, I always write like three things I'm looking forward to, whether that's, it can literally just be like going home and laying in bed, going home and watching my favorite show, or it can be things like seeing my friends this weekend or playing soccer this weekend, anything like that. Writing down your thoughts is a very, very, very healthy way to like communicate your feelings with yourself so you can better understand what's going on in your head and whatever. Yeah, but just like having things that you can look forward to helps so much. And that honestly, like, that also helped me a lot during soccer season, was like looking forward to like really, really big games that I was super excited for, like rival games, like very competitive things. Like, those always gave me a reason to stay motivated and keep working out and make good grades so that I was eligible and things like that. So yeah, writing down your thoughts and your feelings and things that you're looking forward to is a very quick and easy way to, you know, better your mental health. And just like not even going further than like things you're looking forward to, also writing down personal goals for yourself is very healthy. I always write down personal goals for myself for like the week instead of like a daily thing, just because I always feel very like almost like constricted when I have like goals every single day, because I feel like I have so much pressure on myself to like reach that goal that day. So at the beginning of every week, I write down like my weekly goals, and that can be as simple as like finish and like, you know, fold my laundry and whatever, put that away, like deep clean my room, go through my clothes, find things that I don't need anymore, get missing assignments done, just things like that, that are like, I don't know, motivation of some sort. Okay, y'all, that kind of concludes everything that I wanted to talk about today. I know it wasn't like a lot of topics, but I hope you guys still enjoyed. It was just a few things that I wanted to touch on and like check in with everybody. I'm going to try really, really hard now that school is coming to an end to like put more episodes out way more frequently. I know there was a very like big gap between the first episode and this episode, and I apologize for that. I just got so busy with school and, you know, priorities. So had to do school first, and now I can focus on this, which I'm very excited for. But I hope you guys are all doing well, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And never forget that I'm always here to listen, or if you need somebody to talk to or need some advice, my DMs, my messages, like, it's all free. Like, just text me or whatever. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye, y'all.